Oh, no, that's
the wrong button. Sorry.
Shoot blade.
What is that?
We'll see how it works.
Right.
Okay.
We're good. So, we'll discuss Inyanei Shavuos as Shavuos is next, this coming Tuesday night. So, maybe we'll discuss the topic of Birkas HaTorah, the topic of making a bracha before one's learned, and just some. First, we'll start off with some general halachas of Birkas HaTorah, and then specifically, those who stay up all night, the issue of Birkas HaTorah, Shavuos morning when you, I shouldn't say when you wake up. If you're woken, waking up, it's not an issue. But for those who stayed up learning, whether you make another one or not, so we'll see. So just to begin with the Ramban in the beginning in his Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis writes it's a mystical tradition. It's a Kabbalah that the Torah is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you figure out the codes and it's all one long run on, that basically the Torah is all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he writes, if there's, that's how he explains. That's why if there's a mistake in Os Achas, if one letter, you have one letter, you don't, you're chaser, or you have an extra letter, he says you're messing up the connection between the Torah and Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a Sefer Torah, it's Pasul, because it's all Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parenthetically, the Minchas Chinuch seems to disagree with this Ramban. Because where do we see the Minchas Chinuch disagreeing with the Ramban? Because it's a famous kasha that the Minchas Chinuch raises. And regarding, it's actually the last mitzvah on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch raises, among others, why Bizman Hazeh, and even not even before Bizman Hazeh, that why many people who are meticulous in mitzvahs do not fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So he raises that question, and there are many answers in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Shagas Aryeh answers that he points out that based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara said they were looking for the middle letter in the Torah, and then the rabbi said they can't find it because today we're not bekiyin bechaseros or yeseros. Today we don't really know exactly what the middle letter is, because we don't know for sure. Maybe we're missing some letters, maybe we have an extra letter. So therefore, we can't find the middle letter. So, and therefore, so the Shagas Aryeh writes, you can't write the Ksiva Sefer Torah, there's no mitzvah today, because the implication of the Sefer Torah is a puzzle today. You know, we can't really write at least a Mehudar or a kosher Sefer Torah, because we don't really have the tradition anymore. That's why the practice has been not for each person not to write a Sefer Torah. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't like the implications implying that the Sifrei Torah today are pasul. And he says, no, that's not the Gemara is getting at. The Gemara is getting at another point, that it's true that we don't have Ein Bekiyim Mechaseres V'Yeseres, but it depends what. Like my name, Aharon. So do you spell it with a Vav, without a Vav? So there's no real nafkamina in terms of meaning. I'm still Aaron, whether it's with the Vav or not. But there are other words, let's say Karnas or Karnos. You have to know if you're going to sprinkle B'dam on one corner or on four corners is a major nafkamina lahalacha. So he says on anything that has major ramifications, we have a tradition and we understand. It's only on different words that really don't make a difference, that don't change the meaning of the word. That's what we don't have. And the Minchas Chinuch, he doesn't like the Shagas Aryeh's answer in terms that he thinks we do have we do have kosher Sifrei Torah. He goes into different reasons in terms of why don't people have it. Perhaps it costs too much money. That we have a halacha that you're a potter from a mitzvah asay like if esrog, if they're too expensive that year. But others don't like it either, because that's true on an annual mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of dalad minim that comes every year, so this year I'm not doing it, but maybe not next year, but the year after, I still could do it. When you're talking about a one-shot mitzvah, Some say it's hard to say that not having enough money is a good excuse, or else if that's true, then we could throw Pru Ravu out the window, because it costs a lot of money to bring up kids today. And therefore, he doesn't like that it's too expensive, because that cloud only applies, he says, to annual mitzvahs. But mitzvahs that are only one time shot, he says, you have to come up with another reason.
Does he specifically mention Pru Ravu?
No, I'm just saying Pru Ravu.
Because the mitzvah is not...
Right, that's right. Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is not... Well, the mitzvah proof is having the kid.
Yeah, but it's not
never
raising the kid.
Exactly, yeah. That's called... So, right, you get into what's the definition of Pru Ravu. Like, Agrari Hachman's going in, I assume he's still on Pru Ravu, yeah. And he'll be there for a while. And new Minchas Chinuch year. So either way, but of course it's the famous answer of the Rush. The Rush writes that the mitzvah. So according to the Rush, the mitzvah is the lamdo. So he gets into the whole darshin and time at the kra, and he says the whole purpose of ksiva sefer Torah is that this is to facilitate Torah learning, and therefore he says today the mitzvah has changed that we used to. Learn from Sifrei Torah, go into the shul, into the ark, and take out the Torah. Today we just use those Sifrei Torah, the Svarim Shel Kavod. We bring them out, Sheni, Chamishi, Yantiv, Shabbos. We don't really learn from Sifrei Torah anymore. Therefore the mitzvah has changed to you take notes in Shir, you buy a Shas, you buy Svarim. And that's how we do fulfill the mitzvah. We just fulfill the mitzvah. It's a discussion within the Rush. Does he mean in addition to or instead of? So there's a discussion in the Rush. But the clear is the Rush writes the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to learn. That's what the Shagas Aryeh disagreed with the Rush. He said it can't be that because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you inherit a Sefer Torah from your father, you're not Yotze. I wouldn't mean why aren't they Yotzi? If the purpose is to facilitate, so therefore he says no. The mitzvah is in the mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah. The mitzvah is writing a sefer Torah, and therefore he says the reason why it's no good is because he gets into you have to do a mitzvah kum va'ase. You can't do a mitzvah shevi atasa. And Rav Shechter likes saying tongue in cheek. I guess if you murder your father, then you did a maisa, then maybe you could get the mitzvah. But on a serious note, there has to be a general rule on a mitzvah. He's assuming you have to do a maisa and doing fulfilling of a sheva altes. So that's a whole discussion in terms of the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. But the minchas chinuch, what I say is the minchas chinuch is against the Ramban, because the Ramban writes or says that if you have one letter missing from the sefer Torah is puzzle. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, it's not true. It depends only if it's... according to Ramban, any letter would make a difference. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, no. He's saying only a letter that would change the meaning of the word. So you're right. If it's Karnos instead of Karnos or something like that, then the Minchas Chinuch agrees. But if it's a letter, stam a letter of a name or something which didn't change the meaning, so the Minchas Chinuch would say that it's not a problem as Sifrei Torah... A kosher. In fact, I'll get to the question in a second.
Why does he say it doesn't? It's not done today. He dismissed all the other answers. But what's his reason?
Right. No. So he. I mean, he. I guess he throws out a cup. He doesn't. I don't. Maybe he's not really satisfied with anyone. So I think he threw out. I think he threw out the one time mitzvah. I think it's other people threw out. If I recall correctly, the Minchas Chinuch have to make sure. I think he brought it the money issue, and then others, he didn't necessarily reject his own answer. Others, Achronim, said the problem with that answer is that might only apply to annual. Is that the camera? No.
Yep.
Well, that was a long, quick hour and a half. Let's see if it's...
Should Robert changing it? You have a shear on it.
No, we can start a new shear now.
I have to listen to the recording. What? Should I put another card in it?
Yeah. It's a shoeless shear. All these people have to watch a shoeless shear.
Yeah, but who's going to put together the beginning and the end?
You will.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we can make them two separate ones.
No, I have to put it together.
So why is it the second Torah only possible for Kriyas Torah or for really if you used it to learn too?
No, right. So that's what. So that's part of the issue. That's what he also talks about. If the purpose is for learning, then there's no difference. If the arrow, the letters, that's where he discusses it, that, like the Rush, he thinks that the purpose is Limud Torah. If you hold like the Ramban, that the purpose is Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a miss. So then it doesn't make a difference. Any letter is missing in the discussion. But the Minchas Inuch is saying the purpose is Limud Torah, like the Rush. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference per se if a letter is if chas or osachas, and as long as it doesn't change the meaning. And in fact, that's what they point out. There's a kasha among the achronim is what happens. What's considered? What mistake do you have to correct the Baal Kore for? You know, every shul has their own minig. It depends on the gabbai and etc. So, what type of mistake warrants a correction? So. The three shittas in the Achronim that Rav Chaim in the Rambam is the most machmir. The Rambam writes afilu dikter achas, which the Rav Chaim and the Rav quotes Rav Chaim to say it means even if the trup is wrong, you got it. So briskers apparently must be very machmir, and either the person prepares very well or else it's going to be a long Kriyas HaTorah. I assume it's the former. And that's, but I feel it's even changing the trup. On the other extreme, you have the Sefer HaManig, who says, just because the factor of busha, we know how serious we take to, again, that, I guess that could depend on the shul, whether it's a busha or not to be corrected. It could depend also if it's a bar mitzvah boy or some seasoned veteran, Baal Kore, who wants to be corrected. But whatever it might be, we have to take the principle and apply it to whatever the minig is, that the Sefer HaManig, the most makel, says, we try not to embarrass the Baal Kore ever, even on a mistake. It depends on the mistake. He writes, you know what, only if the mistake is blasphemous, is magadef, so then we do, for instance, his example is, if the person says Hashem Acher instead of Hashem Echad, so then that, mistakes like that, you gotta correct. But barring anything less than that, then you let it go. And then the middle sheet of the way we pass in the Beis Yosef, working along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch, is basically the minig is if it doesn't change the meaning of the word, so then you keep on going. So you know you always have people correcting in shul, but the point being is they don't realize is once you miss the first mistake, it really doesn't make a difference anymore. You're relying on the Netziv or other sheets that you know in terms of whether it's Apostle Sefer Torah or that you missed a couple of words. But those are the different sheetahs, but the Minchas Chinuch, that's the way the Beis Yosef goes. The way Alaminig is, you only have to correct the mistake that changes the meaning. So there's the Ramban who says, Shmosav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, even one letter is a no-go. But the Minchas Chinuch says no, and the way the Beis Yosef, in terms of a Kriyas HaTorah, but he says it by Ksiva Sefer Torah as well, as long as it's not a mistake that changes the meaning of the word, a significant change. Therefore, it's still a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. We can't be motzi laz on the Doras Harishonim. So that's the Ramban. So based on this Ramban, the Ramban elsewhere in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he elaborates more and talks about Birkas HaTorah. He says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, the source that in Gemara and Brachas talks about it, the sugyas in Chaf Aleph, and then there's another one on Yud Beis as well. Yud Beis, a whole long tosis we'll get into. But the pasuk goes, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call Hashem's name, Havagodah Lokeinu, so that's Torah is Hashem Ekra. And Havagodah, you make the different ways how you learn it. But have a goal that Lokeinu, you make your Birkas HaTorah. So that's to the Ramban.
Is that for all brachas or just for
no? By specifically Birkas. So then, according to the Ramban, it's by Birkas HaTorah. Others use this yisod, you know, midrabanan to apply it to other mitzvahs. Right? Some say I think it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then people are answering in the Jewish maybe Har Sinai, and the people are just answering. But the Ramban specifically talking about Birkas HaTorah, as we'll see, because
Gemara says it's.
The Gemara says Kishem Hashem Ekra. The Torah says, Minayin Leberchas HaTorah Min HaTorah, which would be a debate, but the Gemara says it. Shenama, the pasuk we say in the beginning of Mincha, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagoldel. So that's the Gemara. How you interpret what so the Ramban's interpreting consistent with his view, Kishem Hashem, when you call out the name of God, i.e., when you're learning Torah, because that's what learning Torah is. It's all about calling out God's name. We respond, Havagoldel, we make a bracha. So that's the Ramban source. And the Ramban sheet is, Birkas HaTorah is different than most other brachas. We have a few exceptions. 99% of the brachas we make are midrabanan. There's a couple that perhaps everyone agree, and a couple are under debate. So the one that seems to be in agreement is the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. And that's, in fact, the Gemara in Brachas compares Birkas HaTorah to Birkas HaMazon. Birkas HaTorah lefanov to Birkas HaMazon acharov. They have a kal vachomer there. But the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "Ve'achalta v'savato ve'rachta." You shall eat, and you'll be satisfied, and you'll be chayev to make a bracha. So we learned it's a mitzvah min haTorah to bench after we finish. And of course, min haTorah, it's only v'savata midrabanan. If you eat less, if you're not saveya, so then midrabanan. But the chi of benching is the right if you eat the appropriate shear. However, birchas haTorah is perhaps a machlokas rishonim. I say perhaps is the Ramban is clear that Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah min haTorah. What isn't clear is the Shitas HaRambam, Maimonides, because the Rambam, what leads to the discussion is the Rambam Hishmet mitzvah zu. The Rambam in his list, this Tayyar mitzvah, does not count the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. There's a whole discussion in why the Rambam does not list in his Taryag mitzvahs. So you always have to ask the question when whoever leads that Ramban Ramban is it a fundamental machlokas or is this a technical machlokas? What I mean is, let's say, by tefillah, by prayer, there's a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah at first glance is daraisa or not. The Rambam seems to say tefillah b'chol yom, every day is daraisa. And the Ramban writes be'eis sara, only in a time of need. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokes whether tefillah is always the right or only be'eis sara. The way the Rav interprets the machlokes, he wants to limit it. Now everyone agrees you need eis sara, time of need. It's a definitional thing. How do you define eis sara? According to the Ramban, it's an earthquake, it's a war, it's some external factor. According to the Rambam, we all know we human beings, every day is an eis sara. Human frailty, different service going on. So the same question here. How does this, assuming there is a machlokas at all, so why did the Rambam leave it out? So some say he left it out because he doesn't hold it to mitzvah not Torah. Some say he only holds it to mitzvah midrabanan. Others say that no, he doesn't. There is no machlokas. He agrees it's a mitzvah daraisa. It's just a local issue in how they count Taryag Mitzvahs. That the Rambam writes in his Akdama, he gives different kolam, different rules. And one of his rules is, I don't count the many more than 613 mitzvahs, but I only count, I might count two or three mitzvahs under one because they're connected to the other. And so, this like, for instance, like the Avdei Nazirites, that's the whole also, the Ramban counts Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah's assay. The Rambam leaves it out. So you have the whole gamut. The Rambam leaves it out because there's no mitzvah. No, the Rambam agrees. It's a mitzvah in haTorah. Why did he leave it out? He left it out because there's another mitzvah he counts, Tachreim, Tachreim. There's a mitzvah that when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, you have to throw out the Zayin Amamin. So what's the mitzvah? Throw out the people out and then move to Toronto or move to L.A. Obviously, the mitzvah is to throw them out and live in there. So people give different reasons why. So maybe perhaps they say he included it in Talmud Torah. The only problem with that is the Rambam doesn't mention it in Talmud Torah at some point out. But different Achronim try to give different reasons. So it's unclear, but the Rambam, simple pshat, he left it out. So we'll just assume he holds it's only a Durabanan. So it's a machlokes Ramban Rambam, whether Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah min haTorah or a mitzvah Durabanan. So some point out what's in the Kudas HaMachlokes.
Sorry, before you go there, how do you deal with the Gemara though? Doesn't the Gemara seem to suggest?
So we have in other cases, the other Achronim point out that it's not, there are other cases where even though the Gemara says it's Minat Torah, it's Lasma, the Remez. As I emphasize, Minayin Lebiyar Kazatorah, I know, I'm saying.
Sounds quite explicit.
Yeah. Like, what's that? I don't understand. If it came from Navi or something, it's an Asmata, but here, why?
No, but here it's not Kishem Hashem Ekro can mean anything. I'm just saying, it depends.
But the Gemara is telling you that that's what it means.
No, but
Rambam didn't argue against the Gemara.
No, it's not. It's not the Rambam against the Gemara. There are other Rishonim Achronim point out different times. I have to get to the examples. Now I'm used to it, but when I heard, obviously the first time you hear it, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It says it's Minat Torah. Why we are? In fact, the Rama might even hold it's the Raisa. But even Lashiti holds the Rabban until they point out. I think the Netziv has a discussion on it that the fact that the Gemara says it doesn't necessarily mean it's Minat Torah. Obviously, simple pshat is, and perhaps we paskin it is. But you're right. I agree. It's difficult, but I'm pointing out it's not limited to here. I've heard it by other things, and it comes down to.
The
machlok
is a little bit weird.
Right, and it comes down to fundamental, like you have in the stock market, you have fundamentalists and you have technicians. Everyone wants the charts and the fundamentals to pair up, then you really get bullish. But what do you have? You have a machlok, it's the technicals versus the fundamentals. Then that's the machlok. In that case, someone's right, you'll find out where the stock goes. But in terms of here, it's, elu ve'elu, but you go with this. Some will say, well, as you said, the Gemara says, that's it. Anything else is, it's just speculative. Others say, no, fundamentally, based on my understanding, it cannot mean that, because it's, based on a lumdist, so it depends on different Monet, different Rishonim Achronim have different Mahalchim, and depending on which way they take it, but you're right, here, even though the Gemara says explicitly it's Minat Torah, you have those who say it's not what the... I guess if you're a brisk, you just say the Gemara is difficult. It's against the Rambam. But I'm saying is, unless they hold that the Rambam's Minat Torah. So again, but you're right. Pashas, it's the Raisa.
Well, would you say that the Rav learned that it was the matir for Birkat for Limit Torah, but the Brach itself is the matir. So does it seem like he's holding like the Rambam? That it would be part of something else. It's not the...
You're saying it's not... It's part of... It's just more like a heksher, you're saying.
Right. So not more, even a heksher, it's a matir.
But matir, right. So I'm just saying like...
Are you allowed to learn the...
Right.
It's the right to learn...
It's a hechad timsah to be permitted to learn... I'll get into the stipler who has something similar. He calls it a birkas hanenin, whether... Because that's where the matir usually comes up. So we'll get to the stipler and the rav, shortly. So what is some point? What's in the Kudas HaMachlokes, assuming there is one, the Rambam and the Ramban, on whether Birkas HaTorah is the right to draw banan? So some point out, it could be, which is going to be a fundamental question, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah? In other words, what exactly is the, what type of bracha is it? We know we have different categories of brachas. We have Birkas, the classical one is Birkas HaMitzvah, like the Gemara tells us in Psachim. You make brachas over Lasiyasad, and some exceptions you make it afterwards. But generally, there's Birkas HaMitzvah. We know there's a second category, Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, brachas you make praise and Hodah V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you have a Birkas HaNenin, so we'll cover all three. But at least the first two are more classical. So the Ramban writes that Birkas HaTorah is a bear, and he writes it basically in the Rambam at the end of it, in his Osophis, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, he writes it explicitly. Lahodos Hashem, a tremendous gift to HaKadosh, to the Jewish people. It's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous gift he gave us. It's clearly a Birkas HaShevach. So someone to point out, perhaps the Rambam holds that it's only a Birkas HaMitzvah. Like it's the classical bracha you make, whether we call it a matzah or not, we'll see, but it's the classical bracha you make before you do a mitzvah. It's like before you shake the, before you do any mitzvah, you make the bracha. Birkas HaTorah fits into the regular pattern of all other Birkas HaMitzvah. So if that's true, so then it would make sense, because Birkas HaMitzvah, we know, are all Darabanan. So if the Rambam's going to hold that Birkas, that it's Darabanan, it would make sense, he'd hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. But according to the Ramban, if you're saying a Birkas Shavach Ve'Odah, so then you could already discuss this bracha being different than the classical Birkas HaMitzvah. Again, we get into a general, a raw Birkas Shavach Ve'Odah Darais on that, but definitely the concept of, like we have a Sudas Hodah, like the Karban Todah, so that's Daraisa. You know, so the concept comes from a Sudas Hodah, you know, let's say, whatever day it is, you know, when you're personally, you know, you could have a personal, your town was saved, but that's how the Netziv writes in the beginning of Vayikra, why, when it comes to Karban Todah, there's so much food and so little time. Normally, for Kachem Kalan, they give you more time and less food. But by the Karban Todah, so the Netziv writes, he's giving, and you can't leave it over. So he's giving it. So what's the Torah telling us? Sure. It's a chiyuv of when you have a hodah, sudas hodah, you have to do it publicly. The whole point is to show how excited you are and tell everyone about the miracle, etc. So they point. So they're already dealing with the raisa concept, whether the bracha is, you can argue. But so according to the Ramban, the Ramban clearly says it's the raisa number one. And he seems to say it's a birkas shevach v'hodah. Not every birkas, not necessarily every, like you have a machlokas, the famous machlokas Rambam and Rush by the Seder Kedushin, the brachas you make under the chuppah, usually the Masada Kedushin, the rabbi, whoever it is. So that's a whole, doesn't mean you have to hold those brachas at the Raisa, but you have a machlokas there also. The Rambam holds the birkas HaMitzvah. And the Rush, others say it's a Birkas Shevach Hodah, and they give different reasons. Yeah, the whole bracha is different, and that's the whole machlokas there. So, someone to point out, if you assume it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, it would lend itself more to say it's a Darabanan. Of course, you're going to have those who hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, and it's still Daraisa. You'll have to explain why it's different. But if you just, all things being equal, Birkas Shevach Hodah lends itself to have more of a claim that the bracha is daraisa. If it's a birkas hamitzvah, so then it's like any normal classical birkas hamitzvah. One can argue, you know, it's only drabbanan. So that's but whether it's the machlokas Ramban or Rambam, it's clearly a machlokas among the Rishonim on what is the nature of birkas haTorah, and whether even if you assume everyone holds it's daraisa or everyone holds it's drabbanan. Besides that issue, in general, what is the geder habracha? Is it a Birkas HaMitzvah or a Birkas Shevach Hodah? There's a famous Rav Chaim, who seems to be similar to Ramban, not exactly, and we'll see different nafkaminas where they all fit in, but a famous Rav Chaim recalls it the brachas on the Chepsa Shel Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. When you call on Hashem's name and you learn Torah, Havago, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. And we'll see, and that's why, because the famous Kasha, they're going to ask in terms of, we'll get to, when we get to Nashim, that will answer up whether women are chayiv and Birkas HaTorah, and we'll tie in this Rav Chaim Raman. We might as well just do that right now while we're on. He calls it the brachas on the chefsa shel Torah, on the actual reading, you know, we'll see the actual reading of the Torah. We'll get to Nafka Minas, so we might as well do it right now. Let's start off with Nashim. A woman chayiv and Birkas HaTorah. So, if you look in the Mechaber in Siman Mem Zayin, he writes, Nashim Chayavas beBirkas HaTorah. Women are obligated in the mitzvah of Birkas HaTorah. So number one, you have to know the general Machlokas Rishonim, which I'm sure you're familiar with, we've discussed many times, the Machlokas Rama Mentosis, which is a Machlokas Ashkenaz and Svardim, on mitzvah sasei shazman grama, but it doesn't have to be mitzvah sasei shazman grama, anything that's, if you're exempt from a mitzvah, can you make a bracha? So, what? When you're exempt from a mitzvah, so mitzvah sasei, women are exempt from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Sukkah, etc., lulav, so can they go ahead? So we assume it's a machokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Huda holds it's baal tosif, that, you can't, if you're exempt, you can't do it, we don't paskin that way. So we paskin, it's praiseworthy to go ahead and volunteer mitzvahs. It's a further machokas in the Rishonim, can you make a bracha? The Rambam says no. The Bali Tosfos say yes. And the Nekudas HaMachokas seems to revolve under the word vitzivanu. Because the Pashtas, the Svardim hold You don't make a bracha because it's mixe kashikra. How could I say I was commanded in this mitzvah when I wasn't? So the Rama doesn't care about lying. So no. So we assume that we just reinterpret what vitzivanu means. Vitzivanu is a generic vitzivanu. I'm not saying I'm chayev. Vitzivanu, the Jewish people are obligated in this mitzvah. So therefore, I could say that's a whole separate shiur.
It's Hanukkah.
Right, and that's a whole heichen tzivanu. Yeah, and that's a whole discussion. So I want to say it's because if you say it's only the technical word vitzivanu, it's a tremendous daf kamina. Because then. So then the question is, could women, Svardi women, that is, daven musaf? We're assuming women are exempt from musaf. So if you assume it's the technical issue of itzivanu, so then there's nothing wrong with them davening musaf, because in the Shemoneh Esrei you don't have the lashon. Or that's a machlokes about Yosef, don't the Yehuda, Achronim discuss how far the exemption goes, in a bit major nafkamina, the Svardi women, could they daven musaf on that? If you hold it, it's a technical issue of Vitzivano, so there's no Vitzivano, so go ahead and daven Musaf. But if the issue is, it's not nothing to do with the word Vitzivano, is you can't make a bracha on something in Achayavin, so then there'd be an issue for women volunteering, you know, Svardi woman volunteering Musaf. I'm not sure what the minig is. If the minig is, maybe the minig is they don't daven at all, but I'm not sure what the minig is in terms of Musaf for Svardi women. But that would be so the issue here is the reason why it's a big kasha, because the Machaber says a woman, I forget about women, people, if you're exempt from a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. And here the Machaber is writing, Nashim Chayavos Beberchas HaTorah. It seems, because Pasha Sugumaratam Osama is Binechem, we assume women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what is, the Machaber seems to be going against this principle that you, if you're exempt from a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So you all jump on the Machaber. Why does the Machaber here say, Nashim Chayavos Beberchas HaTorah, women are exempt from Torah? It should be like a Zman Grama. It's like he tells them not to make a bracha on a Zman Grama. They should make a bracha on Talmud Torah, which we're exempt from. So, in fact, which leads the Vilna Gaon to point out, which he interprets the Machaber to mean that when Nashim Chayavos Beberchas HaTorah, he interprets it to mean not that they have to, it's that they may. In other words, the Gra seems to be learning in the Berchas HaMitzvah camp. The Gra seems to be learning that Berchas HaTorah is a din of Berchas HaMitzvah, and he says, he quotes the Hoshtikal Torah, how could the Machaber say, well, he has a kasha on the Machaber, and he'll come with a different answer, but he points out, he says, that you have to say that Nashim have the option, because according to him, if they're exempt, but we're saying by Birchas HaTorah, they have the option. And then they quote the Magen Avraham that what the Machaber means is the chayev to learn things that are shayach to them. Like, they have to keep Shabbos, so they got to know Hilcha Shabbos. They got to keep the laws of Nidah, so they got to know, you know, whatever it is, the chayev. So others point out, but that's not midin Talmud Torah. That's midin pragmatics, like the famous Beis Halevi. I mean, not really chayev in Talmud Torah per se.
Are they putter because of Zman Grama or
no? Not Zman. Well, why the putter is the base is based on the pasuk. Why does Amitz Benechem the right? So they learn out uvanecha, you know, and that's why you know, different people give different, like in the Chassidish Sfarim, they write, because we always refer to it as the Mechamtel Shel Torah. You know, you're always fighting with your Chavrusa, and women are Pater from Mechamah, and are Pater from Torah. But in terms of, based on the Pasuk, you know, Gemara and Kedushin tells us clearly, you know, that women are exempt from, not that it's a Zman Grama, they're, you know, whatever the reasons you want to come up with, but the putter from Talmud Torah per se.
So the issur of learning before saying the bracha is only because there's a chiyuv to say the bracha?
If you didn't have a chiyuv to say the Berachas HaTorah, it's hard to say there's an issur to learning with that one. Mm-hmm. In other words, you could say when you're saying it could be the bracha that's mechayev, but we'll see. So it depends on. So we'll get to that right now. So they point out that the Machaber. Why is Nashim Chayavos? So therefore, that's what I want to point out. The Machaber is going with the Berachas HaShevach. or the one who say the Chafzis Shel Torah. But in other words, he's not learning, it's not the classical Birchas HaMitzvah, or else why should that be different than all the other mitzvahs? The Machab is going with the Ramban, that, or, you know, with the Ramban himself, but when he's going with the Birchas HaShevach, and that's why women are chayev. That's what Rav Nissen Alpert used to always say. You know, people always quote the Rav Chaim. You know why women are chayev? Because it's the Chafzis Shel Torah. It doesn't make a difference if you're chayev in Talmud Torah. If I'm learning Torah, the Chafzis Shel Torah demands I make a bracha. So even though women are pater from Talmud, they all quote the Rav Chaim. He always says, who needs the Rav Chaim? I mean, nothing against the Rav Chaim. He says, you have the Ramban. The Ramban writes, clearly, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. Clearly, you're thanking God that He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Nashema b'chlal Klal Yisrael, so you don't have to come on to Rav Chaim. And Rav Chaim's nice also, but he always would say, it's the Ramban.
Because the Mechaber wouldn't paskin like the
Rav Chaim.
But the Mechaber wouldn't paskin like the Ramban.
Right, against the Ramban.
Against the Ramban.
Right, that gets into,
So that's why
that's why Rav Chaim came up with the Chafzis Shel Torah, right. Because he's assuming it's a machlokes Ramban, and then
that way.
Exactly. But not taking the Ramban, right? Not working about the sheet as a Ramban, right? Then it's a simple answer, but right? Obviously, Rav Chaim had his reason, yeah. So therefore, they point out. So it's clear. It says Nashim Chayavas, but the way the Gra learns, they have the Rishus too. It's like B'toras Eino Mitzuva V'Yosa. They could do a major nafkamina between the Mechaber and the Gra. If women are actually chayev in Birchas HaTorah, and number one, that could tie into whether they could learn Torah without making a bracha, number one. But even more than that, this could be a Shiloh Shavuot night even, but it's any time, could a woman be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah? Because we all know, number one, we have the Gemara in Brachas Chaf HaMeis regarding Birchas HaMazon, we have a klal in the Gemara later on in Brachas. We know the principle is, you have to be at least on the same level or higher to be motzi someone else in a mitzvah. So if the woman achayim in a Torah, or a woman achayim period in Birchas HaTorah, then presumably they could be motzi the man. But if it's the Graz learning, it's Petorah Zeno Mitzvah V'Yose, so then they wouldn't be able, so it'd be at Chav Anaf Kamina, Shavuot night, everyone stayed up all night, we'll get to the Shai. Anyway, the only one who slept was a woman. So should she be the one anointed to make the Birchas HaTorah for everyone? We'll see, we'll come to that in a minute. So either way, that would be a major, whether women are chayim. And on this machaber and gra, it's a major machokas about hirhur, ha-maharer b'divrei Torah. The machaber writes, eino tzarech uvarech, and the gra disagrees, and says, what are you talking about? Of course, ha-maharer, if you think in divrei Torah. So someone to point out, it's l'shitason. The Vilna Gaon who holds the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the purpose of the bracha is to make it on Talmud Torah. So if I'm thinking and learning, so basically you have a chavrusa. One guy is reading and he's just sitting there. So if that's something I'm going to discuss, could the guy is just sitting there quietly, could he make the Birchas HaTorah? Of course the answer is yes, but they have a whole discussion on it. But obviously hearer doesn't make a difference. You're thinking, listening, that is Divrei Torah. So the Gra says, of course you chayev. If you get you wake up in the morning and you want to start thinking about your shtickel Torah, you got to make a bracha first. And the Mechaber writes, "Amahar ein sorok levarach." Because if you hold like the Rav Chaim on the Chafzis Shel Torah, perhaps even like the Ramban, it's a Birchas Shevach, so then one could discuss it. There is no Chafzis Shel Torah in here, so therefore one could debate the issue, and that's the Mechaber's psak that you don't make a bracha on here. So the Machokis, whether on Nashim and here, they say it's Lashitas in terms of what is the nature of, if you hold it's a Birchas on the Shevach or the Chafzis, so then here you would make on. But if it's the issue is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in fact, the Achronim write, the Mechaber seems to agree, or we paskin, if you're writing Chidushei Torah, even the Mechaber would agree you have to make a Birchas HaTorah. Just writing it to yourself. So what's the Chiluk, the Achronim point out? Why would the Mechaber say, either way, I'm not articulating, so why is it if I'm a Harer B'Divrei Torah, Pater, according to the Mechaber, but according to the Gra, you chayiv all the time. But according to the Mechaber, what's the difference? And they point out that it has to be the potential Torah Amanas to teach others. It has to, so if you're talking, there's a potential for other people. You write it down, so someone will go and open up your sefer or take it. You know, it's, but here it's totally to you. So that's part of the prerequisite, maybe the Kishem Hashem Ekra of public. But that's how they explain the Machaber. So the point to getting to Shavuos, the Shaila is with other Nafkaminas. We'll have to come back to another time. But get to the Shavuos Shaila. Those who are staying up learning all night. So what? So do we make another Birkas HaTorah in the morning? So that's a major machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. Again, on the nature of the mitzvah, because the issue is, it's actually a double machlokes, and the Machaber seems to sosur himself, but in terms of the two, it's two machlokes with the same issue. In other words, this one issue is, what about you take a Shinas Keva Bayom, you have a nice sleep during the day, and then you take a half an hour of sleep, and then you wake up, and now you want to learn again. Now you chayev to make a new Birkas HaTorah. That's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam says absolutely not. He compares Birkas HaTorah to like Birkas HaShachar. Every morning you have a chayev once a day, when you get up in the morning, to make the Birkas HaTorah. And the Rush says no. The Rush says no. He's learning Midine Hefsik. And obviously, the Rabbi Tam seems to be learning it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, or a different type, you know, like the Birkas HaShachar. And the Rush seems to be learning it's a classical Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a pattern after the same laws of interruption. In fact, that's Tosis, Kasha, and Brachas. That why is it that when you walk out of the Sukkah, a long enough time, you got to make a new Bracha, but when I learn Torah, go to work, and 6 hours later I'm learning, why not? To? But we see in the question, he's assuming it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So the Rush seems to be not only assuming, it says it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, and therefore if you sleep a Shinas Keva B'Yom, it's a Hefsik, and you have to make a new Bracha. The Machaber seems to say no Bracha, don't make a Bracha. It's presumably that's so, he's passing like Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, the Mishnah Brura, he points out over there, HaMavarech Lo Hifsin, the one who makes the Bracha does it, because he's the... He seems to like the Rush better, as we'll see. So the Magen Avraham points out, but the flip side of this machlokus is Shavuos night, or any night, but I'll use Shavuos night, is let's say a person stays up all night and doesn't sleep. So the next morning comes, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, Yechayev in a Birkas HaTorah, because what's the difference? I don't care if you slept or not. Once a day, every day, Yechayev in a Birkas HaTorah. And according to the Rush, if there was no Hefsik, so you wouldn't be, so the Machaber is not clear on that, but he seems to go also with no bracha. So it seems to be a steer, because on one hand, he seems to be following Rabbeinu Tam, that Shinas Keva B'Yom, no bracha. Then he seems to go at night, also he's no bracha. That's like the Rush. So that's what the Magen Avraham points out, the steer. He says, therefore he disagrees. He says, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. And he says, even if you're up all night, he says, no. So therefore, he says, during the day, if you sleep during the day, you're not Rabbeinu Tam, so you don't have to make another bracha. And he goes with Rabbeinu Tam, if you're up all night Shavuos, one would not have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Others want to point out that no, really, Mechaba goes like the Rush. That's what the Mishnah Brura seems to like, the Rush of Shita. If he goes like the Rush, then we understand why he says no, if you're up all night, no new bracha. But why then, if you have a Shinas Keva B'Yom? So he says, he's choshesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, not to make a bracha, which gets into a separate issue. Suffolk bracha is gohakia, but because there is the rice, so you have to explain that, so it's not so pasha. But either way, we'll have to discuss that another time. So it comes out, machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rush, whether on Shavuos night, one could make a bracha if you didn't. So I'm saying in that case, then, so one time, if a woman's the only one who slept, then would she make the bracha for everyone? But without that, so then who do you paskin like? So this so push comes to shove, you are stuck on a desert island. I probably tell you to, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam and make a bracha. But Rabbi Kiva Eger has an eitzah for everyone to try to fit in everyone. He says, you know what you should do? Erev Shavuos on Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, everyone should take a nice power nap. Take a sleep, go to sleep for half an hour during the day. And then he says, according to everyone, Yechayev to make a Birchas HaTorah the next morning, because according to the Rosh, Shinas Keva Bayom, that's enough of a hefsik, and therefore, even though we're not going to make the bracha now, but you had that hefsik, so therefore comes the next morning, according to Rosh, you should make the bracha right away, but he says,
You learned Torah already.
What?
You learned Torah after the hefsik.
I know, he's taking a sniff of both, right, but either way, but the next day you have two of them, in other words, that's this Lamaisa, how we go. In other words, we just have the Rush. It's a Machokas, Rush, and Rebbe Tam.
Actually, the Rush says the Birchas Hodah does not have to be over Lasiosan.
Right. No.
So, according to the Rush, you could say you do the mitzvah and then you still make
right,
the
so maybe you wouldn't have, right, so you wouldn't have to have that Isser.
Yeah.
But, so therefore they point out that he says, and then according to Rebbe Tam, Yechayv and the Birchas Hodah anyway, which is another discussion, then when should you actually make the Bracha? Because we don't start davening at a Los HaShachar. We start davening, you know, the trick is that many people make the mistake, they start davening too early. Again, those who have, and then they end up sitting around or dragging it out. That's the last thing someone wants to hear after staying up all night. They want to make sure they get Vasikin in, so they end up dragging it out for 10, 15 minutes. So, so start a little later, you'll be able to go at the right pace. But you don't start davening, so it's actually a shailah, and what about learning after Alos HaShachar? So it's a discussion in the Achrona, maybe you should make the bracha at Alos HaShachar, even though you're not going to daven until later. But if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a din, so normally we push it off something until Nate because we're concerned about the day. Which is a further question within Rabbeinu Tam or in general. Let's say you slept that night and you woke up before Alos. It's the same day and you slept, it's a similar shy with the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. Would you be chayiv him? Do you have to wait to Alos to make the bracha or not? So the Lamaisa,
how did the Eitzah help the Rosh?
No,
the Eitzah going to sleep on the afternoon.
No,
Tuesday.
No, the Eitzah helped the Rosh isn't really. It's the Eitzah helped the Rosh is because if you're sleeping during the day, so really I'm chayiv according to the Rosh, I should make a Birchas Torah. According to the Rush, if I didn't sleep in Erev Shavuos, I stayed up the whole day and I learned the whole night, there was never an interruption, and I wouldn't be able to make a new Birchas HaTorah the next day. By sleeping during the day Erev Shavuos, therefore to the Rush, even the Rush agrees is a hefsek. Honestly, if you take the Rush Lashitasin, you wouldn't be able to learn afterwards, what I'm saying. But according to the Rush now, we're using a sniff of both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, so therefore that's where I would give you Eker right, so the next morning, one would be able to, that's why Rabbi Akiva Eger's Eitzah. And therefore, the minig is, usually you find someone who sacrificed that night, and either fell asleep on the benches, or someone who came back. It's not usually a Shaila, but I'd say, push comes to shove, you can make a Birchas HaTorah even if you don't have anyone who slept. But obviously, why run it? If you have someone who slept, then that's the way the Magen Avraham Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. If you have someone who slept, then why get into the Shaila, have them? The other issues really they say is nothing to do with Birchas HaTorah, but the Tila Shadayim, they say you go to the bathroom, you touch Dovra and Matunah, and therefore, some say anyway, you make a bracha before Tefillah, so that you can do. The only real problems is Hamavish Shena and Elokai Neshama. There's only two where it's problematic. If you haven't slept, then you really have to hear from someone else, but Birchas HaTorah, I don't see it as push come here. Again, the major machol is among the Achronim. So, if you could avoid the, number one is, and even if you want to say it's a suffix, then maybe here we wouldn't say suffix brachos lohakel because Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. So maybe even if it is a suffix, what's kakul, what's a chumra here? So again, you have another thing. Even maybe suffix brachos would apply, but some point out that even if you are besufik in general, you only make one bracha, the bracha mu'ulah, so that's a whole, maybe we'll continue then, there's a lot more to say on Birchas HaTorah, so maybe we'll continue with Birchas HaTorah the next, in 2 weeks, and then we could, what happened, it stopped?
Yeah, it's okay, it's good. Oh, or it's just
tomorrow. Right, okay, this went off, okay.
Why, is there more?
There could be more, but I'm saying is, there's a lot more, but are there any questions, or...
More practical. So comes the morning. So you said you have the eights of Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Assuming you slept in the afternoon.
Assuming you slept in the afternoon.
Look, if you didn't sleep in the afternoon, according to the Rush, it's clear if there was no hefsek. It's like if you never left the sukkah, no one would say you make a new bracha. I guess it would be a good shaila if you slept in this. If you actually slept in the sukkah and daven, maybe some chassidim never leave the sukkah, sleep there, daven there. Actually, never. The shaila is then we didn't have to. I guess you'd walk out because it's kiddush and stuff. But out to suda, you'd have another reason to make a leishay by sukkah. But the bottom line is. The rush works with the classical thing of hefsek. So if I didn't sleep, I made the brach by Birkas HaTorah Tuesday morning, and that's it. I was up the whole time straight to Wednesday morning. According to the rush, it's clear you can't make another bracha. There was no hefsek. It's not that I can't make. I don't need one.
I don't need one.
I mean, in theory, if you could stay up for a year, the one Birkas HaTorah would cover you, for the whole time. The eitz is only, and according to Reino Tam, you don't need this eitz. It's another sniff.
Every 24 hours you need
to. Yeah, according to Rabbi Tam, you chayev every 24 hours to make a new bracha anyway. So the eighth is that you throw in, you also have the rush in agreement with you. Of course, the rush himself would say, don't wait till the next morning to do it.
So that's not a sense. But you learned in between.
No, right, but then.
So what did you do for the whole night?
No,
you
learned
the whole night, right?
So you're relying on Rabbi Tam. No.
Because every Shabbos you take a nap.
No, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can make the bracha, but no, you're right. We're following. You're right. When you do Shinas Keva B'Yom, you are following Rabbeinu Tam Shita clearly. But that's up until the next day. The reason, but for the next day, so at least now we'll have the rush and Rabbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. That's what you're right. It doesn't help. We're saying what we do. Since it's a Sveika Dedina, how we paskin, so we can get. So you're right. According to the Machaba, whatever the reason is, that we paskin, since it's a suffix, you don't make a bracha, and you learn without a Birkas HaTorah, but once the next morning comes...
But it's a deraisa.
Everybody agrees
that
no.
At the end it's a
Birkas deraisa. Well, not everyone, but let's assume Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah in HaTorah, does that assume that it's an Isra Daraisa to learn Torah, or maybe it's only a rabbinic? It doesn't necessarily follow. I'm saying that you don't have to say it's an Isra Daraisa to learn. The bracha is Daraisa, but I don't know if anyone would say it's a mitzvah above Avera, the Torah you had to, I'm saying, I don't know how far we take it, right. But I'm saying is, no, but you're right, but that's the minig every day, we don't, every Yantiv, every Shabbos, we take a nap, we are relying on Rabbeinu Tam. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. He thinks, no, we're really passing like the rush. But I don't know how he's saying that, because the bottom line, that's why, I guess if you make a new bracha, then you're following the rush. But I'm saying...
Watch all those eyes on
you.
You
need to sleep in the afternoon.
And a lot of people intuited Rabbi Kiva Eger without knowing it. No. I think that one was like the first 10 minutes, I think. That's
this halacha is brought down in Birkas HaTorah or by the Dinim of Shavuos?
Birkas HaTorah.
It's in Birkas HaTorah?
Yeah. I mean, it might have something also in Shavuos, but I'm saying this stuff because he talks about sleeping during the day. So then he writes, and then the Bhagavad Ram writes, and the flip side. Yeah, so I'm sure some might bring it up there, but there's a lot more stuff that we'll get into more, but Lach Lamaisa, that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger's Eitzah was in terms of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Does Rabbeinu Tam explicitly say it's 1/7 24 hours? Well, that's
what we assume. Right, he doesn't explicitly say it, right. He just... He compares it, I think he actually compares it to the Birkas HaShachar. But I'm saying, he doesn't write once every 24 hours. That's not, I have to check his exact lesson when he writes, but he basically says that, if you sleep, or it could be, since he says that a Shinas Keva Bayom doesn't need a bracha, so he said, So then people, you know, that the implication of a shita is, it's a birka shevach v'hoda, and then we have a general klal, you have a mitzvah the Torah tells us to do, its assumption is once a day, every day. And that's the question, you know, then you assume it's halos, it's innate. Because normally, even like milah, or those mitzvahs are start at lows, but we midrabbanan, we wait to nates because we don't want you to do it the wrong day. So that's the shock. That's what I'm saying. Some say it's the cycle. So if you sleep, just like some say you can make the new, you can make the birkas hashachar, even though it's still not day for you. That can, it's your personal cycle. So therefore, it's not clear once every 24 hours, but a new whatever a new day means. It could be you wake up before Elohim and then you should make all the brachas then. That's what I'm saying. It's not so pashut when you make the Birchas HaTorah. According, you know, you might, you know, we, the minute we wait until the end, right, people, we do everything else. Some achronim think you should make it earlier, but, you know, either way, you're going to be makel in one area, be machmer in another, on all these shaylets. They have a kachabas, kachetzes. Actually, I'm not sure. Right, because actually, I don't know if he put it up, because I did a Yantav Sheni Shiar about Viz, but I gave it to him after Pesach. I don't know if he's going to put it up, but we don't have to know anyway now. But I talked about visitors going in.
What you asked him, because your daughter was dead, so I know what you...
I know, that's what my daughter told me.
What?
Yeah. Right, because he had...
He gave it here on Yantav Sheni to... There,
a visitor in Eretz Yisrael, what do they do?
I missed the shiur because I went there as well. Yeah. But the fact
I actually never gave it here, but
the second day, and so I know that was the right answer.
I have a friend here on the
street. No, he saw my, my daughter keeping it to Shady. But in his house, he had... in his house, he had everyone doing something different.
I had three sheep.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You had your son a day and a half.
My son was doing a day and a half, right? Which means he was basically...
Because he was
that's the yeshiva. I mean, they'll do a day and a half, right?
In Gush, yeah.
My daughter,
for a hotel.
My son-in-law had a... were told, no, they're like Bnei Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
They're living there. So, and then we had us doing 2 days. So, it was like, you know, the Seder, you know, like, Rina comes out with a camera and says,
you don't need a ride?
My son is going, you know, he's not...
That would have happened to basketball.
He's
canceled. I don't see why did they play because of Yom Yerushalayim anyway. Is there a program? Or it's us to play on Yom Yerushalayim.
The day after. The day after he did.
Chametz, he starts eating, like, in the afternoon?
No, that's not the day and a half. Day and a half means you don't come on.
Day and a half is the worst. Right. It's the chumras of everything.
You just sit there. You know, you don't have, you know, kid, there's something. You know,
no, I never get...
Rina came in with chumras, you know.
Oh,
was
so funny.
Though, ladies, I never gave the shiur here, but I'm saying I gave it somewhere else.
Oh, you didn't give
I didn't
it
give it, no, because you weren't here, so I feel I'll save it for when
you... Thank you, so we'll
save it for another time.
Perfect.
I'm saying it's...
We still do the other nafkaminas, though, on the
Birkas HaTorah. Yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah, I'm just saying it's... Or we can always wait for the next dentist.
Okay.
Could you maybe suck if you go to Israel? But either way, I'm saying is
tell him because he doesn't want to hear this year. No, you don't want to hear this year.
That's right.
Well, it depends what he would do without this year.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't want to hear this year.
No, it depends what he would do with
this year. Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. I'm asking depends what he's doing. Right. If he doesn't hear this year, what is he going to do? That's my question.
Right.
Suffer.
But let's like this. I tell you, it's crazy to be there for the second.
Crazy.
I have to tell you, it's
you really feel like, I know.
I'm walking to shul, I'm passing by people.